I don't know whether they really believe they can actually create that, or perhaps they believe, you know, that's the best possible thing they can do to sort of create a moral atmosphere in which you are going to sort of like force people to pretend that they see all groups as being, you know, completely equal, and they see all groups as being, you know, of the same status. And really, you know, anybody who suggests anything otherwise is just, you know, there's something really bad and evil about the person, and that's just the way it's going to be.
It also makes it impossible. Sorry to jump in just on that point. It makes it impossible to explain the popularity of Donald Trump in Nigeria or Kenya.
Exactly, as I wrote in the book. In 2017, a Pew Research survey conducted, you know, asking people around the world whether they have trust in the American president, whether they have confidence to do the right thing. It turned out, you know, Kenyans and Nigerians were among the people that had the most confidence in Donald Trump to do the right thing. And a lot of Western journalists, you know, couldn't understand this. And were like, how is that possible? You know, this is a man who reportedly referred to African countries as shithole countries. And how come he's so popular there? And, you know, and as I write in the book, I remember growing up in Nigeria in the 90s, you know, his book, The Art of the Deal, was a bestseller there. Because at the end of the day, what people are really interested in, so people are very religious in Nigeria, so people are interested in spiritual literature. But the two books that sell the most, it's spiritual literature and how to get rich literature. Because that's what people are interested in, because that's what affects their everyday life. That's what's really relevant to them, you know. Nobody in Nigeria cares if some, you know, a Confederate statue has been brought down in the U.S. or not, or whether there's, you know, fewer white authors on the curriculum reading list of an American university or not. You know, they couldn't give a toss about that. What people want to know is, you know, how do I improve my life? How do I give my children a future?